evening, and welcome to Tom Harris USA, episode number 31. This is Tom Harris in Chicago, Illinois, and less than 24 hours from now, I will be on my way to London, England, and subsequently to the north of England for some hiking. I do want to give a very big thank you to all of the people who have wished me well on this trip. It is appreciated. And I'm sure I'm going to have a great time, and I will have, I'm sure, plenty to talk about on when I return. However, that does mean that while I'm gone, and that is between August 14th and August 30th, there will not be any episodes of Tom Harris USA being posted. But I do intend to post a new show the day after I get back. I'm going to get back on the 30th. I don't know if I'm going to have time that day to record a show, and I'm back at work that next day, Monday. As far as I know, I am going to have a job to come back to. They have not told me that I'm not going to. So at this point, I'm assuming that I am still employed at least for the time being. It looks as though that there are some problems that are going to have to be resolved, and they're going to need me to help them solve them. So it does look as though I'm going to have something to come back to, which I guess is good news, but I am expecting still to lose my job pretty shortly after I get back. I also want to take this opportunity, and I should have done this last time because it was the 30th episode and all, but I really, really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning into the show and for supporting the show and being my friend and listening and commenting and so forth. I would love to hear from more of you, but the ones who do comment are, you know, greatly appreciated. And even if I don't actually read your comment on the air, which I do most of the time, but occasionally, you know, somebody will say something in confidence. I have messages from several people who actually do comment from time to time, who have actually listed them as personal correspondence rather than correspondence for the show. And so I don't want to read them on the air. But you know, your well wishes are much appreciated. And in the absence of a new show for the next 2 weeks, and there would be approximately four shows that are not going to be on time, obviously, I hope that people will go back and listen to the old shows. I know that not all of you have been listening since the very beginning, though many of you, when you've come on board, have gone back and listened to the old shows. But I really would like if people would go back and listen to show. Maybe listen to a show that they have already listened to. And maybe some of the shows that have a lot of ideas in them. The shows on creationism, the show on psychic phenomena, the show on tarot, as silly as it was. You know, I would really like to get feedback. I would like ideas for future shows because, you know, I'm not running out of things to talk about. Heaven forbid I should run out of things to talk about. And by the way, that's not a religious comment. It's just an expression. If there are topics that you would like to hear me talk about, or topics that you would like to bring up as part of this grand dialogue that we're all having on the show, I would love to hear from you. You want advice? Do you have certain topics you find interesting? Did you want me to talk more about politics? Do you want me to talk more about religion? Do you want me to talk more about science? You know, these are the things that I'd like to hear. So I can kind of have like a little homework assignment for you all while I'm gone. I probably won't be checking in on the Facebook community or anything like that while I'm gone. I might have access to email a few times throughout the trip, but probably not on a regular basis. While I'm in London, of course, I will, and I'll probably check my mail at least once a day while I'm in London, at least. But there will be some time when I'm not. Anyway, I want to propose a topic, and I would like to get everybody who's listening to the show, whether it's my regular listeners who are faithfully tuning in every episode, or even if you're listening to this a year from now, I'd still like to hear from you. I did also want to mention that I'm noticing that the numbers for the shows are going up, which is really, really great. I'm really, really happy about that. Time was not all that long ago, maybe a month ago, I could name everybody who was listening to my show. And I can't do that anymore. I've now got, I don't know exactly, because I think that some people kind of come and go, but, getting on close to 20 subscribers now. I mean, I know I still have a long, long way to go before I reach, Joe Morris levels with the subscriptions. Or even the various people who've checked out the show. But it is interesting to know. Yeah, I don't actually know everybody who is listening to the show now. So that's really cool. If you are one of those people and you haven't contacted me, or I don't know who you are, whatever, and you'd like to participate in the show, please feel free. The email address is tom@tomharrisusa.com. So if you have topics that you'd like to hear discussed, or if you have comments to make on previous topics, please feel free to contact me. And before I get to what I was going to talk about, because I keep thinking of things I keep forgetting to mention, I do want to give a shout-out to a new listener. It is Leanne, and she appears on American Talk USA along with Joe Morris and Holly Morlock. And I just think she's delightful. We have been corresponding a little bit over Facebook. And so welcome, Leanne. It's nice to have you. If you want to participate in the topics, please let us know. Leanne was saying on Facebook that not only does she enjoy the show, but she actually understands it. Well, that's nice, because I know that certain people were complaining that my show was going over their head. Leanne and I had a really funny conversation the other day about the Flying Spaghetti Monster. So I thought that was a lot of fun. So welcome, Leanne, and I hope you continue to listen and enjoy the show. So anyway, what I was talking about before, kind of a little homework assignment for people while I'm not here. And I'd be looking forward to coming back from my trip and seeing all kinds of reaction to this topic, I hope. And the topic I had in mind is this. What, according to you, is the purpose of life? And I know that, this is one of those questions. It's one of the big questions. And everybody's answer is going to be different. Now, the answer that I have come up with over many, many years and many experiences and so forth is the purpose of life is to explore. And that doesn't necessarily mean physically exploring somewhere like what I'm going off to do tomorrow. But also exploring different areas of knowledge and so forth. That is my response to that topic. But I'd be really interested in hearing what people think the purpose of life is, and maybe an explanation of why they think that. I would be really, really interested, and I would love to hear from everybody who listens to the show about that. And I'll read some of these out on the next show, or as they come in, depending on, I don't know how many reactions I'll get on the show. The show doesn't get a lot of mail, to be honest. We get a lot of Facebook comments, and that's really cool. But it would be nice to get some real mail. Now, speaking of real mail, I do have a comment here, and this comment is from our friend Ross Patzelt, and you can go listen to Ross's show. He does a live show on Sunday evening, if you're in the UK, which would be Sunday afternoon here in the States. And you can go to his website, which is rosspatzelt.co.uk. That's R-O-S-S. patzelt.co.uk. And you can listen to his show there. It's a live show, and you can listen on Ustream. And if he's on the air, it'll say on his website, click here to listen, and you can go there and listen and maybe Skype in. And Ross sent a message, and he doesn't usually send out emails commenting on the show, so it was nice to hear from you, Ross. And he was apologizing for not being able to meet while I'm over in the UK this time. Well, that's fine, Ross. I quite understand. I was joking around on a couple shows ago about how I had to get up at 6 in the morning to listen to Ross's show, but he had changed the time. And Ross actually comments here, I'm trying out a few things with my show that I didn't really want to do, as I believe once you start doing something at the same time each week, you should continue to. But it's so much of a rush on a Monday, so Sunday night, 7 to 8 p.m. will be the new time. But as it's summer, that then also creates a couple of problems. We get invited to barbecues sometimes on Sunday, and most of the time you're home by 7 p.m., but sometimes not. So maybe for the next few weeks until barbecue season ends, his show might be random at times. Stay tuned to my Facebook, that's Ross's Facebook, to find out the latest show times. Most people podcast the show anyway, so it's not a massive deal, but don't want people like you to get up early. Well, no, I was teasing Ross. It's okay. You know, I have to get up at 6:30 anyway, so if I have to get a 6 for you, that's not a big deal. I also think that if I do it in the evening, it's later in the day for you American guys, and then you may be more awake and more talkative, as I know I'm quiet for the first couple of hours of the day, as I'm usually still tired. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I really think that that Sunday slot is going to be better for you. Now, sometimes I can call in and sometimes I can't. Monday morning was a little more reliable for me just because I'm home on Monday morning and I'm getting ready to go to work. But on Sunday, I often have things that I'm doing in the afternoon with Pete or so forth. So, you know, I'll Skype in as I can. Moving on, Ross says, I'd like to buy a new laptop soon and do the show in video too. That would be fun. He's talking about he needs to install a new water tank and they're thinking about having kids. Of course, that's going to be very expensive too. Ross goes on, I was talking a little bit about Pete and I had a big gay day out, which is we went to Market Days in Boys Town, part of Chicago here, where most of the gay life is concentrated. Now, listening to this show and you talking about that you don't talk about gay stuff too much, that is fine with me. I don't mind hearing about gay stuff and relationships, etc., but I would probably switch if you ever started talking about gay sex stuff. As I heard another podcast called the Twinkle Boy Podcast from Norfolk, and he sometimes went into too much detail, which just isn't my thing, so I stopped listening. I tune in to hear your interests and what you get up to and enjoy it, even if it's sometimes too deep for me. Yeah, I actually checked out Twinkle Boy's show because of this mail. And it's an interesting, it's more of a personal log, a personal, weblog than my show, but it's kind of interesting. I might check that out again. Interestingly enough, Ross is responsible for me listening to a number of podcasts, and I just pulled these podcasts off of his site and have been listening ever since. And I started listening to I've listened to Ian Lee because of his show. You know, I'd be honest, I'm not a big fan of Ian Lee. He's all right. Yeah. It's maybe not the kind of show that I would do. The Bollock Show, which I've listened to a few times now, and most of the time it is. The Basil Botler, which I think is a great show. Love that show. And I wish he would do it more than once a month. You know? I think he could do it twice a month and still have it be great. And Watco. I've been listening to him. And again, they're a podcast that does about once a month. It's just called What the Hell is Going On Here? And I wish they'd do their show more often, too. So I am always checking out new stuff. Now, some of the stuff I'm going to pick up on and listen to regularly, like Basil Botler. And then some of the other ones, maybe Twinkle Boy, some of the other ones, they're not that interesting as far as the subject matter goes. And I only have a limited amount of time that I can actually listen to podcasts anyway. But I am always looking for new stuff because I have podcasts that I listen to almost every day of the week. And I'm trying not to fill my entire days of podcasts, but you know how it goes. You know, you do hear. I really miss listening to Play Talk because I would listen to Tommy Boyd. I would listen to Richard J. Cartridge. I would try to catch the podcast show. So what is going on? Play Talk. I mean, I know they're rebuilding the studio, but how long is that going to take? It's annoying. Just wanted to give another shout out here to Steven, and I'm not sure if he's listening to this particular show or not, but Steven is an old friend of mine from Southwest Florida back when I lived down there. And Steven and I were actually in a play together that it was my second show that I ever did professionally. Steven and his boyfriend have just started a new business, and they are in Tampa Bay. They sell desserts and things, and their name of their business is Joey Biscotti. And you can, I think, find their stuff in Tampa Bay. I don't know exactly where they're selling it, but if you go to their website, they'll say on there, I believe it's www.joeybiscotti.com. And you can also find them on Facebook, I believe. Anyhow, you know, they've got the right idea. You know, they were smacked pretty hard, I think, by this economy. And they've just gone and they've started their own business. And I was actually thinking of that the other day. Because, you know, I'm about to lose my job. And I kind of know that that's coming. But I've been thinking about things that I could do to you know, make money after I lose my job, and maybe in addition to getting unemployment, because I am eligible for that. But what I'm thinking about is maybe like a little business on the side, something that I could do odd jobs or deliveries or something. You know, just kind of under the table. And this might be a good idea for other people, too. I mean, I know that there are other people who are listening to the show who are out of work. And, you know, why couldn't you get a bucket of water and some Windex in it and a squeegee and go to from business to business? I don't know, asking to clean their windows. You know, I don't think it would work very well for, you know, doing it for people's, you know, houses or whatever. But, I mean, that's an idea. I mean, that's the sort of thing that, you know, back when I was a kid, we would do to make money. You know, I used to go cut lawns. I used to weed gardens and stuff to make extra cash. And it's kind of sort of under the table type of work. But, you know, I think about that as a possibility if I ever really get into a situation. Yeah, which could happen, because I don't know what, you know, we never know what's going to happen. But I know that there's other people out there who are, you know, hurting because of this economy. And, you know, maybe that's an answer. Maybe start your own little business doing something. You know, TV repair or washing windows or, you know, not like washing windshields like the winos do. No, not anything like that. But you never know, you know, what other possibilities are there? You know, I've been thinking about that a lot, especially with Pete and I. We're probably going to be both looking for work at the same time. Pete is looking now, and I know I'm going to be looking in the not-too-distant future. So this show is going to be a little bit shorter than normal, and that's because tomorrow is going to be such a very long day for me. I get up, you know, 6:30 in the morning tomorrow to go to work. And then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Pete is coming to pick me up and take me to the airport. And I need to be at the airport by 4. And Chicago traffic being what it is and being rather busy at the best of times, I am going to be, I don't know if I'm going to be hard-pressed, but I don't want to take any chances that I'm not going to make it to the airport on time. Now, my flight out isn't till 6, but then I have an 8-hour flight ahead of me. And I'm going to lose that 8 hours, or 6 hours, because I'm going to arrive in London at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then once I get there, I need to wait for my best friend's plane to arrive, which arrives about an hour later, and get our baggage and so forth and ride into London. But so I'm going to have to cut the show short. But before I do that, I have a very special shout-out. And it's a very happy birthday to Doug in Akeley, Doug is one of my regular listeners. I know he listens to some of the other podcasters as well. He listens to Joe and to Ross, and he listens to Chris and also to my show. So I wanted to say, Doug, you know, a very happy 50th birthday. I know times are tough right now, and they're tough for a lot of us, but especially for people who live in small towns. And we're here for you. And I think I could probably speak for all of us that we really enjoy having our conversations with you. I know that I have a blast talking with you and Irving and on Facebook. It's a trip. So happy birthday, Doug, and I hope that you'll continue to participate in everybody's show, and I look forward to hearing from you. But I'm not going to sing happy birthday. What do you think this is, Chris Reardon show? No, I don't sing on the show. Well, maybe a little. Happy birthday, Doug. And with that, I am going to wrap up the show. I do hope to hear from you. Remember to email me at tom@tomharrisusa.com regarding the meaning of life. I'd love to hear what people have to say on that topic, and we'll get back to that when I come back. So, wishing you all a very happy 2 weeks. Hopefully I'll be back and have a new show on the air around September 1st. So don't go wandering off listening to some other random person's show, because I will be back. So anyway, from Tom here at Tom Harris USA in beautiful Chicago, have a great 2 weeks while I'm on vacation, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.